Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we're going to learn 131. Now let's review what we've learned last time. Listen.
Look, Gary, that policeman's waving to you. He wants you to stop.
Where do you think you are? On a racetrack?You must have been driving at 70 miles an hour.
I can't have been.
I was doing 80 when I overtook you. Didn't you see the speed limit?
I'm afraid I didn't, officer. I must have been dreaming.
He wasn't dreaming, officer. I was telling him to drive slowly.
That's why I didn't see the sign.
Let me see your driving license. I won't charge you this time, but you'd better not do it again.
Thank you. I'll certainly be more careful.
I told you to drive slowly, Gary.
You always tell me to drive slowly, darling.
Well...Next time, you'd better take my advice.
好，上节课我们认识了 Gary 和他的妻子在高速公路上发生的故事。那这节课我们继续看他们又有什么新的故事发生了呢？ Okay, now let's look at the picture. What can you see on the picture?Yes, from the picture, we can see the Egyptian pyramids. Have you ever been to Egypt? No or yes? If you go there, that means you go abroad. 国外, abroad. So, if you go abroad, who will worry about you?Yes, of course, I think your parents or your friends or someone who loved you. So today we're going to learn the new words first. The first one, Egypt, Aiji, Egypt, abroad, 国外, abroad, worry, 担忧, worry.下面我们来看第一个词 ,abroad, 他的一生大部分时间都在国外度过的。He lived abroad for much of his life. 常用短语 ,go abroad, travel abroad. He just returned from abroad. 他刚刚从国外回来。第二个词 ,worry, 第一个动词的用法担忧发愁。What's worrying you? 你在犯什么愁呢？妈妈总是过度焦虑，这使她很疲惫。Mom always worries too much, and it makes her tired. 常用短语 worry about, 担心。For example, don't worry about it. 别担心那件事了。第二种也是表示动词的用法，它表示困扰。使什么什么不得安宁。She is always worrying him for presents. 怎么翻译呢？他总是缠着他要礼物。好，下面我们来看今天学的三个词。第一个，埃及 ，Egypt。第二个，国外 ，abroad。第三个，担忧 ，worry。Okay, now let's look at the picture and think about the question. What's the problem about deciding on a holiday? So, different person has different opinions. So, now let's look at the new lesson and try to find out the answer.
Where are you going to spend your holidays this year, Gary?
We may go abroad. I'm not sure. My wife wants to go to Egypt. I'd like to go there too. We can't make up our minds.
Will you travel by sea or by air?
We may travel by sea.
It's cheaper, isn't it? I'm sure you'll enjoy yourselves.
Don't be so sure. We might not go anywhere. My wife always worries too much. Who's going to look after the dog? Who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? We have this problem every year. In the end, we stay at home and look after everything.
Now, please listen and answer this kind of question. The first one, who is always worried about so many things? Gary's wife. And then, where does Gary think they may spend their holidays? They may go abroad. Where does Gary's wife want to go? She wants to go to Egypt. Would Gary like to go there too? Yes, he would. Have they made up their minds yet? No, they haven't. How does Gary think they will travel? He thinks they may travel by sea. Okay, now let's read it together. Don't be so sure. Where are you going to spend your holidays this year, Gary? 其中 spend 表示度过的意思。Spend some time or some money on something. Spend some time or some money in doing something. For example, she spends lot of money on clothes. That means she spends a lot of money in buying clothes. I spend 1 hour on sports every day. That means I spend 1 hour in doing sports every day. Spend 还可以加一个时光，再加地点状语。我打算到悉尼度假。I'm going to spend my holidays in Sydney. I spend my childhood in a small town. 我在一个小城镇度过了我的童年。Next sentence. We may go abroad. May, 情态动词,也许。It may snow tomorrow. If I'm busy, I may not go. I'm not sure.其中短语 be sure, be sure of something, be sure about something. He is sure of success. He is sure that he will succeed. 所以 be sure 还可以加 that 从句，当然也可以加 to do 短语。Be sure to call me at 5 o'clock. 也可以用 for sure 表示肯定的，有把握的。They will be here for sure in 30 minutes. Make sure. Please make sure that the house is locked. Be too sure. To be sure, he is kind. 经常我们会用 but 来连接下半个句子。My father isn't rich, to be sure, but he is a gentleman. Sure.还可以当口语中的当然咯，等于 certainly. May I open the window? Sure. My wife wants to go to Egypt. I'd like to go there too. We can't make up our minds. Would like to do something. 愿意做某事。Would you like to have a look at your room? Would you like a cup of tea?Make up one's mind, 下决心决定做某事。I haven't made up my mind yet. Will you travel by sea or by air? Or 表示选择疑问句。Would you like some bananas or apples? I'd like an apple. Are you a teacher, a doctor, or a scientist? None of them. I'm a student. We may travel by sea. It's cheaper, isn't it? 翻译疑问句。You are a student, aren't you? Yes, I am. 那么回答 yes 和 no 不取决于对方的问题，而是取决于事实。You aren't married, are you? Yes, I am. I married early. You won't travel by sea, will you? Yes, I will go by sea. It may be cheaper, but it takes a long time. Take 的用法。It takes somebody some time to do something. It took me 1 hour to do this job. I spent 1 hour doing this job. I'm sure you will enjoy yourselves. Enjoy oneself, that means have a good time. Did you enjoy yourself during the winter vacation? That means, did you have a good time during your winter vacation? Don't be so sure. We might not go anywhere. Might, 表示不确定。Anywhere, 任何地方。Somewhere 用于肯定句。Nowhere 表示没有地方。I wanted to go somewhere, but because of the rain, I went nowhere. My wife always worries too much. Who's going to look after the dog? Who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? We have this problem every year. 短语 look after.照顾照看。In the end, we stay at home and look after everything. In the end, 在最后。That means finally or at last. Okay, now let's try to retell the story according to the picture. Ready? Go.
Where are you going to spend your holidays this year, Gary?
We may go abroad. I'm not sure. My wife wants to go to Egypt. I'd like to go there too. We can't make up our minds.
Will you travel by sea or by air?
We may travel by sea.
It's cheaper, isn't it?I'm sure you'll enjoy yourselves.
Don't be so sure. We might not go anywhere. My wife always worries too much. Who's going to look after the dog? Who's going to look after the house? Who's going to look after the garden? We have this problem every year. In the end,We stay at home and look after everything.
第131课，不要忧虑。Gary 的太太有太多的担忧，最后全家哪里都不能去，就如同今天的瘟疫，人人自危，结果哪里都不能去，什么都不做了。这是魔鬼想要的。把上帝按照自己形象创造的人用恐惧捆绑起来，所以上帝的儿子说，不要忧虑，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了，倒不如把信心活出来，活得像一个人，一个可以荣耀上帝的人。但是我不是说不要戴口罩，不要洗手，基督徒也是有智慧的人，且是有上帝智慧的人。物理定律和自然律也是上帝的律法，基督徒也应当服从。如同上帝警告古以色列人在逾越节夜晚不能出门一样，也是上帝的律法。服从的人就不会死，服从上帝的人也不会害怕死亡，反而知道自己不会死亡，因为有上帝的承诺，上帝保证了在屋子里的人不会死。 所以一个相信上帝已经从无到有创造万物，又胜过死亡，信心上帝是生命和复活的人，就不会忧虑，只会刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。让我们祷告。父上帝啊，你是生命的主，是创造宇宙万物的主，求赐我信心，依靠上帝，坚持真理，战胜一切的患难，还要荣耀你。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。